John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. My friend and colleague Sebastian Gorka is he is host of America First, his radio program. He talks to America all week long, and we observe the news and we respond to it in our different locales. Seb is in Washington. I'm in New York. Well, right now I'm in Connecticut because of the pandemic, but it's the New York influence that I speak with. And the puzzle about China is this. The Biden administration has identified, in some fashion, China as an adversary. And yet its climate czar, John Kerry, former Secretary of State, former candidate for the presidency, has gone to China, gone to the mainland, and sat with counselors, not with Xi, but counselors, and talked about climate change. Seb, it's a puzzle. I understand that diplomats must speak in different versions of the same story. We're a sovereign power. You're a sovereign power. Can we find a way to work together? And yet it's mighty strange that John Kerry goes in there and talks as if Hong Kong has not been crushed, as if the South China Sea is not a military camp, as if the Uyghurs are not struggling right now with genocide. I could go on. It's mighty strange and mention that the threat to Taiwan is real. Is this something we can count on? Or do you believe that the Biden administration is only doing this with climate because they're trying to leave a door open to the Chinese aggressor? I'm looking for a solution for what John Kerry's up to.
Given the statements that he's made, the challenge in Iceland when a reporter said, why are you flying on a private jet if you are the climate czar? I see no change in attitude of isolation, that he lives in a fantasy world. And I mean, if all the things you listed from Hong Kong, from Taiwan and everything else, what about the most burning of all, the complete ignoring of the fact that the chief diplomat of the United States was treated like a mangy cur by the chief diplomats and negotiators in Anchorage at the first U.S.-Sino summit just a few weeks ago. Has there been a response from the White House? Has there been a response from Foggy Bottom to the Chinese, communist Chinese, throwing the racial problems in America and BLM in the face of Tony Blinken? And he just sat there. So the idea that you can somehow paper that over, have a meeting again with the Chinese on the environment, it smacks a little of Alice in Wonderland.
And the climate ambition, we're coming up within days, we're going to have more and more from the Biden administration. It is mighty strange to regard this as national security, but what the heck, I understand it. It makes it better to pitch the budget in Congress when there are hearings. However, we have genuine problems in the world, and right now energy is not one of them. During the pandemic, we've hardly made demands on the energy sphere.
Right.
And we know there are physical limits to what renewables can deliver. There are physical limits. And we know that very wise men and women make it clear that we need fossil fuel to maintain our energy demands for at least the next 50 years. We need it. We knew all these things. And yet the Biden administration proceeds as if they can wish renewables to take over electricity by 2035, as if they can wish away the men and women who work for the energy companies of the world. It's mighty strange, Seb. It feels like we're lost in a fairy tale, and Biden and Kerry are the tellers, and nobody's saying no to them.
There's two obvious aspects to all of this that really should have everyone concerned. Number one, these proclamations that every government vehicle within a few years will be an electric vehicle. Okay, President Biden, but where do the components for those batteries come from? The rare earth minerals that are indispensable to electric vehicles come mostly from China. So by making a declaration that makes you feel good, that virtue signals, actually strengthens our greatest adversary. And then if we take China out of the picture for a second, which is impossible given the amount that it pollutes, the idea that we're transitioning, that everybody must transition to renewable sources of energy. John, what does that do for Africa? What does that do for developing nations? It's a form of neocolonialism through the back door that, oh, we had the advantage of fossil fuels. We had the advantage of advanced plastics for the last 50 years. But nobody gets it anymore, so you'll just have to suffer. None of it at the end of the day makes sense geopolitically, or even if you want to talk about, I don't know, let's put it in trendy terms, international social justice.
I'm going to leave that for another day. Sebastian Gorka, born an Englishman, now an American citizen. You betcha. But I call upon his memory of being an English child with Queen Elizabeth in control, as she is right now. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.